Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled. This is a magical podcast to support you in manifestation. And the key thing, as you no doubt have realized, is the feelings. The feelings, because even if we get everything we want, if we don't feel really good, what is the point? So we're going into those wonderful vibrations. And today I wanted to help you with a little practice, because when it comes down to it, everyone knows this intellectually, but it's really all about going into that experience. And that requires concentration, doesn't it? And concentration is a little bit hard to come by these days because we're so distracted. We're a very distracted society, right? With so many things going on and short attention span. So on the one hand, we want to manifest all these great things. And on the other hand, we've got basically a terrible concentration. I have been meditating for 25 years every day, probably done about 20,000 hours meditation. So my concentration is reasonably good because of years and years of practice. But the more I use the internet, the more I use cell phones, the worse it gets, I'm just being honest. So it's difficult for everyone, even if you've been in the game a long time. And to make matters worse, if you're having a rough time, if you're going through a lot of stuff, then it's even harder to concentrate. So if you're thinking, you know, how am I supposed to do this? We're going to do some practices to get in the zone. And remember, we want to give ourselves love. Right, give yourself love. I'm giving you lots of love, love and appreciation. Give yourself love for the little things that you do. Instead of thinking about everything you haven't done and what you haven't got and where your concentration isn't good enough, just give yourself love and appreciation for the seconds where you're even trying to practice these things. Because every second where you come into that wonderful feeling that you've attained everything you want, that's money in the bank right there, isn't it? Right? And thinking, oh, I should have done it better, I should have done it better, that's not helping, is it? It's not helping anyone. So we're going to do some practices right now, and I'm going to share a few thoughts. And I recommend, if you can, to stop the recording and go and get a pen and paper. Right? And then maybe you're driving and you can't do it. But otherwise, just press pause. I'll still be here when you come back. And get a pen and paper. And we're going to use that pen and paper to simply write down some things that you want. Why do we use pen and paper? I've done a whole session on this, the magic pen. Why it's different from typing things on a screen. You can listen to that later on if you want. But basically, when you write things down, you're bringing it forth into the world. It's the first level of manifestation, and it connects to your brain in a much deeper way when you write with your hand compared to typing things. So when you're ready, let's begin by writing down a few things that you want, you know, three or four or five things. Just write down some of the things you want to manifest. Take your time. And as you write them down, just notice how it makes you feel, just writing it down. And you want to make sure you write it down in the present tense. So you're not writing down, I want to be healthy. You're saying, I am healthy and inspired and energized. I am full of joy and happiness, right? Write down whatever you want. And just notice what lights you up and what doesn't. Because until you start writing things down, you actually can't tell whether or not you even care about these things. Sometimes we think, oh, you know, I want this, I want that. And then you write it down and you imagine having it and you're like, you know what? What? This doesn't even mean anything to me. What's it on my page for? So it's really important to write them down and notice how it feels. If you want to pause this and write down everything, you're welcome to. And now let's go into the feeling and into the visualization and the experience of at least one or two of these things. So look at your list and notice the things that made you feel really good. And what we're wanting to come into is an elevated state of consciousness. What does it mean? It means that you feel uplifted, you feel happy, you feel light, you feel like your burdens have been dropped and you're in this wonderful space. So just pick any one of the things that made you feel good and imagine that you are walking into a time machine and you can press the magic button. And you come out and you now have attained that. And notice how you feel and what is better and different in your life. Notice the good feelings, notice any images or any shifts in your body, in your awareness, in your identity. And let's leave it at that for now, right? Now, here's a question. Could you experience that even for a second, right? 1 second? If the answer is yes, congratulations. And if the answer is no, congratulations for trying. Because we want to begin with one single second. It always starts with a second, doesn't it? Anything you try, you're going to have your first second of that experience, and then it can be a second, third, fourth, tenth, and then it becomes potentially hours, right? And you get really good at things. So this is no different from anything else. Even if you've done this a long time, some of my clients ask me, Michael, how am I supposed to stay focused? Because my mind wanders, it goes all over the place, I have negative thoughts. And it's always the same thing. Just appreciate yourself, come back to the basics, and practice, 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 practice. There's no shortcut to these things, right? You start and you keep doing it, and you keep doing it long enough. The key is not to give up on yourself when you're feeling that it's difficult, because people often, they get into a groove and they're doing well, and then they have some chaos, which I've talked about in other sessions, where you start feeling good and then you get resistance, and then that can knock us off track for a week or a month or even a year. Some people, they were doing great and now they're completely trashed. You think, what happened to them? One day they got knocked off, the next day they didn't get back on again, and then they just carried on in a bad way, and then it just keeps going, right? So we've really got to bring ourselves back, no matter how rough life gets. Come back to these practices again and again. So let's do it again, shall we? Think of something, whether it's the same thing or something else. Look at your list. And imagine that you have attained that. You're a powerful spiritual being, consciousness. And imagine you experience the attainment, the feeling, the wonderful feeling of contentment, satisfaction. Imagine that you have manifested that thing and other things. And don't worry about the things, just focus on the good feeling. And just breathe into that. And allowing that wonderful feeling to flow through your whole being. And just breathing it in, sending the good feelings throughout your whole body. And just enjoying the good feelings. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it so wonderful just to focus on the good feelings instead of distracting ourselves? Right? So many distractions nowadays, it's just hilarious. It's actually really funny how many ways we can get distracted. But what we're wanting, all the distractions, all the little shorts and videos and this and that and various things, messages and whatever else, we just want to feel good, and we can feel much better by doing these practices than we can in distracting ourselves. So you come into the feeling for a few seconds, and then you come into the feeling for a little bit longer, and then it expands and expands, and then it becomes a natural feeling. The end result of these practices is that you feel you are wealthy and satisfied and content. When you feel truly fulfilled, that your wish has been fulfilled, you feel fulfilled, content, then you've achieved success. And quite frankly, whether or not you get anything else doesn't matter, does it really? Let's be honest. We only want the stuff because of how it makes us feel. And if we got the stuff and we didn't feel good, we wouldn't want the stuff. And the feeling, that fulfilled feeling, that feeling of contentment, leads us into those things being attracted to us anyway. So this is such a wonderful lifestyle change to say, instead of me running around after things, let me come into the feeling of the wish fulfilled first. Let me start with 1 second, then 2, then 5. Then we experience that wonderful, nourishing feeling of happiness. Let that good vibration melt your whole body. And then move on to whatever next is happening in your life, right? Whatever the next thing is, it doesn't matter. But you are in a different state, you're in a different world. right? We're not living in the same world. We're living in our own head, in our own heart, in our own perspective, our own perception. So when you shift your consciousness, you enter into a different reality in a very meaningful sense. And that's fascinating, right? We're not living in the same world, we're living in different worlds. That's why someone can be sitting there feeling wonderful, someone else can be sitting next to them feeling depressed, because everyone's living in their own world. So you do these practices, you come into a different consciousness, you enter into a different paradigm, a different reality. And from that elevated space, not only do you feel you've attained everything, but you will perceive opportunities and you will attract opportunities to manifest what you want as a bonus. So I want to congratulate you. Round of applause. Congratulations for all your great work. Right, 1 second, 2 seconds, it all adds up. Just keep doing it. Keep it up. Keep smiling. And I'm just grateful for your wonderful presence. And I wish you every success in manifesting what you want. Lots and lots of love. Talk to you soon. Take care.